With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump's pick to spearhead the Education Department is confirmed.
The Senate has voted to confirm former wrestling executive Linda McMahon as the nation's education chief, a role that places her atop a department that President Donald Trump has vowed to dismantle. McMahon will face the competing task of winding down the Education Department while also escalating efforts to achieve Trump's agenda. Already, the Republican president has signed sweeping orders to rid America's schools of diversity programs and accommodations for transgender students, while also calling for expanded school choice programs. At the same time, Trump has promised to shut down the department and says he wants McMahon to put herself out of a job. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Department of Education offered a $25,000 buyout to employees who quit by last night. The offer went out in an email Friday, giving employees until 11:59 p.m. Monday night to accept the offer, which is spelled out as the equivalent of severance pay or $25,000, whichever is less. Also at SRNNews.com, the high court turns down a case brought by conservative undergraduates.
The Supreme Court won't hear a challenge to college programs for reporting bias allegations. Some conservative students at Indiana University say the school's bias response team stifles speech on campus by allowing anonymous reports about things that appear prejudiced or demeaning. Two of the nine justices, Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas, publicly said they would have heard the case. The unnamed students are represented by a group called Speech First, which says 400 universities have similar programs. The group has filed multiple similar lawsuits and has reached settlements ending programs in Michigan, Texas, and Florida. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is SRN News. America is turning against transgenderism.
The latest poll from the Pew Research Center finds support for laws that limit transgender behavior is growing. 66% of adults say males should not be allowed to play sports against females, up from 58% that felt that way 3 years ago. 56% say it should be illegal for doctors to perform sex change operations on children, up from 46% in 2022. Growing numbers of Americans also want transgenderism kept out of the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa's become the first state to remove so-called gender identity protections from its civil rights code. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law just a day after the Republican-controlled legislature approved the measure. The new legislation removes gender identity as a protected class from Iowa's civil rights code. It also explicitly defines female and male as well as gender. This is SRN News. A stabbing attack in Israel kills an elderly man and at least four others.
Israeli authorities say the assailant was killed. The attack took place in a bus station, Israeli police say. It's not clear exactly who killed the attacker, whose identity is not immediately known. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has apologized to a freed Israeli hostage for taking so long to secure his release. Netanyahu told Eli Sharabi, who was released last month as part of a ceasefire deal with Hamas, "I'm sorry it took so long. We fought hard to get you out." I'm Charles Delevesma.
Trump administration's backing a federal lawsuit filed against the organizers of a pro-Hamas protest that blocked access to a Jewish synagogue in Los Angeles. Lawyers for the Justice Department cited the FACE Act, which is also used to protect abortion clinics. The case involves a violent mob that threatened congregants outside of the synagogue. More details at SRNNews.com.